Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and that's the little Stevie Ray bringing us back, the little SRV, the late, great SRV. And I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Nan Swift is here. Nan is a great member of our Brain Trust, a member of a great organization, National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, and she's Federal Affairs Manager there. And Nan, have they changed your assignment? Is that still correct?
That's right.
All right. So thanks again for being here. We're talking about the corporate inversion practice, folks, where corporations are trying to minimize their tax bill. And so they've taken to moving their headquarters offshore so that they can simplify and minimize their tax bill. You know, I'm trying to remember which Supreme Court justice said this, Nan, 50, 60 years ago. I think it may have been Brandeis who said tax evasion is a crime. Tax avoidance is my right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what these people, these corporations who are practicing corporate inversion, they're doing tax avoidance, aren't they?
Right. They're just making the best economic decision for their business.
Right. And they have stakeholders all over the world, even though they just happen to be founded and domiciled in America originally. So now the Obama administration has decided to take them on. Tell us what he's doing.
Well, they've been doing a number of things. The last few months, you've seen Treasury take more and more steps to make it harder for these inversions to happen. And in fact, at one point, they even floated the idea of making corporations take a loyalty oath.
Yeah, I heard about that.
But they've been just, you know, setting up more hoops for people to jump through, trying to make it tougher to keep them here. When what they could do is just make us competitive with our neighbors and the rest of the world. And it's kind of like a kid hanging on to their mom's leg when she's trying to leave.
Yeah.
And just keeping it like saying, no, no, stay here. We're kind of holding these groups hostage instead of just making the U.S. a place where people want to grow and want to work and invest.
Well, these companies didn't wake up one morning without any other influence and say, I'm sick of America, I want to move to Ireland. They don't do that. They've been running the numbers for years. Their CFO has been showing the CEO, hey boss, you know, these American taxes, and especially the double taxation, is making us uncompetitive. We can't do the R&D that we want to do. We can't do a lot of things we want to do because of the taxes we're paying, and they're not making any progress in Washington. And so they move to the degree that they have to move offshore. But how far, isn't there something new? Isn't the Obama administration doing something? Have they done something new recently that's really there was one deal that they collapsed because of the Treasury Department.
That's right. The Treasury Department just put in new rules just last week that would, you know, just kind of change the definition of what kind of worth a company has, so they could count their debts as worth and kind of change the math and make it harder for people to do these inversions. Doing that kind of sunk the Pfizer-Allergan inversion.
Right.
Had been in the books for a long time, but Pfizer said, you know what, this isn't going to stop us. Well, they might not do the inversion. They're going to reorganize and probably split off into a series of smaller companies in order to be productive and profitable and make money. So, you know what, it's made it harder, but business has a way of always finding a workaround because profit is, you know, the motive that drives everyone.
Well, one thing we need to point out here, folks, and I have been saying this for a while now, and I don't like having to say it, but I have to tell it like it is, Nan, and that is that the Obama administration considers businesses to be almost evil, there's a bent in the Obama administration against businesses, and I believe that large and small, because of the behavior that they've conducted, like the way the NLRB has gone against franchises. But there's one other case, not unlike this corporate inversion thing, Nan. About 6 years ago, Boeing was building a plant to build their 787 jetliner in South Carolina, which is a right-to-work state, which the Obama administration doesn't like because they love the unions, and right-to-work is kind of not in favor of unions. So the NLRB, Obama's NLRB, went after Boeing and shut that plant down for a while. The only crime they committed was choosing a state that had right-to-work laws. What do you think?
Well, I think that's outrageous, and we actually just saw, I think it was yesterday, that a union was approved by the NLRB in, I think it was Alabama, a small shop within a larger car plant was unionized. I think it was the mechanics. It's the first time a foreign car company that here in the States has been unionized. And, at this doesn't bode well. And actually, I am afraid for the workers. I think
that's exactly. Well, think of all the small business vendors who lost business when Boeing had to postpone the opening of their plant. Right. Think about that. Quick break, Tintail, right back with Nan Swift. She's with National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.